News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, a while ago, Bill Gates said that the large scale truck was the sort of articulated lorry was never going to be EV compatible, and it was a bit of a pipe dream to even try to create them. Well, there's a fair chance he was wrong, and there's a fair chance that Ireland may be exactly the right place to prove him wrong. Dr. Eamon Mulholland is with us. He's senior researcher with the International Council on Clean Transportation. Eamon, why is Ireland such a good spot for electric trucks?
Hey, Anton. So sales of electric trucks, you might not be aware of it in Ireland because we don't have many of them at the moment, but globally we're starting to see a surge in the sale of electric trucks. Trucks are obviously very integral to our running of our day-to-day lives. You know, basically everything that we own at some stage or another, a truck was responsible for bringing it some of that weight to us. And for that reason, you know, we're very reliant on them. They consume a lot of diesel is the problem. So they consume about a quarter of all of the road transport fuel, so all the petrol and diesel in Ireland that's going towards trucks, which leaves them very susceptible to the fuel surges that we've seen in the last couple of months. You know, that means that freight operators, they're very susceptible to these increases in costs. So we're starting to see globally there has been a takeoff of the sale of the electric truck. You know, in Europe, the whole continent, about 5% of new trucks so far this year were electric. China, they passed a major milestone in December. Every second truck, 50% of their truck sales were electric. But we're a lot lower here in Ireland. It's about less than 1% so far. So we only have about 50 trucks that are electric that are running around the roads today. The reason that it's a good case for us is because we're a small country, and the ranges that are being offered on some of the modern electric trucks, they are significant enough that they'd be able to cover the vast majority of trips that our freight operators would make. So like the most standard best-selling electric truck at the moment in Europe is Mercedes one called the eActros 600. It can give you 500 kilometers of range. Then you have another one by Volvo called the FH Aero Electric that can deliver 700 kilometers of range. So this is going from Malin to Mizenhead on a single charge. Most of our trips would be done less than 500 kilometers. So the electric trucks that are available today, they'd be able to do the vast majority of trips that our trucks are looking to do.
Now, the naysayers like Bill Gates, who I was citing earlier on, they raise a couple of just physics problems when it comes to large trucks. One, that the weight of the batteries, because they are significantly heavier than the equivalent diesel engine, you end up pushing the total payload weight very high on the vehicle itself. And two, the charging of those very large batteries takes so long that it impacts on the capacity to turn cargo around quickly. Is there truth in either of those?
Yeah, they're spot on. Like, both of those are serious barriers to why we're seeing a slow uptake as well. And the battery, the size of the battery, you're right that, you know, these batteries, they do weigh a ton, like a couple of tons even. There is work at the European level to try and address this. So, you know, obviously the payload is a very important element over when you're looking into a truck. You want to be able to deliver as many goods as you possibly can. So if you're looking at a battery that's a couple of tons, then you're reducing that payload. Europe is currently working on something called the Weights and Dimensions Directive that would give an extra couple of tons available, so 2 to 4 tons in addition to what is usually granted to trucks if it's electric. So that's undergoing, and funnily enough, Ireland will be assuming the presidency of the council in the second half of this year. So likely Ireland is going to be leading on the negotiations to see that we have that extra payload available for electric trucks. Infrastructure is also, you know, it would probably be number one of a lot of the reasons that people have been citing that they can't go electric, is because in Ireland, we don't have any charging infrastructure for publicly available
you're preaching to the choir. Here's what the choir has to say. Electric trucks not going to work in Ireland for the same reason the electric buses don't work in Ireland. We have neither the chargers nor the grid capacity to power them. It's that simple. Until you provide enough and cheap electricity, easily accessible electric trucks going nowhere. Another, Ireland has the most expensive electricity in Europe. When you add the fact that the electric truck is probably going to be 2 to 3 times the purchase price, the economics don't stack up.
Yeah, that's spot on. I mean, the purchase price is expensive. Like, if you were to go out there today and buy a brand new electric truck, it's going to be about 2 times the cost of if you were to buy a brand new diesel truck. The saving grace of it all is the running costs are lower. Like, even though we do have high electricity costs, you are going to be spending less money on fuel if you're going electric. there's a lot of things out there to bridge the gap for the actual cost of the truck itself. Like there's a lot of grants, not a lot of people might even be aware of. The SEAI, they have a grant to send out a fleet assessor. They'll cover up to €8,000 to send someone out and take a look, does it make economic sense for you to go electric? There is a grant provided by Transport Infrastructure Ireland, up to €500,000, that is there to bridge the cost of the difference in the cost of a diesel compared to an electric truck. They'll cover up to 60% of that cost. There's also an infrastructure scheme, also from TIEI, that covers up to €300,000. And one that not a lot of people are aware of is more of a financial instrument called the Accelerated Capital Allowance, where you can front load all of the depreciation of your truck into year one. So you can write off the total cost of your electric truck in year one rather than having to write it off over the course of, say, 8 years. So you can pay less tax in year one.
Gotcha. Eamon, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Dr. Eamon Mulholland, Senior Researcher, International Council on Clean Transportation.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is here and the deals are hot. Right now, save $500 on best-selling Tempur-Breeze mattresses from Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get $25 off all Tempur-Breeze pillows, sheets, and protectors. And with exclusive bed match diagnostics, Sleep Outfitters helps match you to the perfect mattress for deeper, cooler sleep. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup and our lifetime price guarantee. Deals like this don't come often and they definitely won't last. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters today.